And this is Life Out of Step. I'm Brian Duncan.
I'm Steve Webb.
And we're covering segments from Radio Rehab at www.radiorehab.com. For the whole show, you'll be able to hear that. We're covering the antagonist point of view in this thing with a little sequence, but we're giving you the subject matter from each show online at radiorehab.com. We're covering the responsibilities of reasonable happiness.
And how are we doing that? I mean, talk to me, though, about the mistakes we make.
Well, this next show is called The Responsibility. I hate the word responsibility. It just sounds awful. But I guess you have to have some responsibility if you're going to be reasonably happy. And this show that we're covering today that we're going to take a segment from is called The Responsibility to Act Responsibly.
That's a lot of responsibility right there.
Yeah, I'm already sick of the word. You'll love this part of the segment, though, because, you know, if I have to act responsibly, that means that, you know, it's kind of that do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of, in a nutshell, what acting responsible is. And if you want to be happy, you've got to start with your own actions.
Okay, let's listen.
Well, that's why I do this show, because I want to see life as wonderful, too. But like he sings here, it takes a loss before you find it. He's singing about the irony of balance. Now, I wouldn't have insights either if I didn't have confusion. Acting responsibly is the counterbalance to my own tendency towards addiction. And if you can't say life is wonderful right now, you can be unhappy with me. In Life Out of Step. So I'm responsible to act responsibly. Man, what a pain this is going to be. I'm just going to get taken advantage of. Now, there's a reason why a lawyer tells you not to even say I'm sorry at the scene of an accident. It's an admission of guilt. I'm a sitting duck for everybody who wants to blame me for something. All I'm saying is I can't act responsibly because all the irresponsible idiots that will take advantage of me acting responsibly. Even when I'm acting responsibly, it's more acting than responsible. You know what acts responsibly? A pack mule. And a whole line of pack mules. Trudging down a trail of obscurity with the weight of someone else's mining equipment on top of them. Yeah, the miner gets the gold and the mule gets a bag of feed. Well, maybe I ought to take the responsibility to see myself as the miner instead of the mule. Because somebody always looks like they're doing a little better from my vantage point. Which is usually directly behind another pack mule, if you know what I mean. I guess the miner, though, is acting responsibly to feed the mule, mine the gold. But maybe he, too, is digging in a hole that ain't bringing up the gold I think he's finding. How would I know? I'm just a mule carrying my responsibilities back at the end of the line. It's easy to think somewhere someone is getting away with being irresponsible. I'm usually not around to see the breakdown in the lives of irresponsible advantage takers. And even if they are getting away with some things, I'm not responsible for their outcome, unless, of course, it's affecting my outcome. But still, I can only face my own outcomes. Acting responsibly is the personal maintenance it takes to be reasonably happy. Okay, at least I know how unhappy I was being one of those irresponsible advantage takers in the past. Look where I ended up. Ignoring the warning signs for personal maintenance. I had a long enough face to look like the mule in the scenario I just described. Yeah, mule eating oats out of a gas pipe. Dear God, help me see what responsibility looks like in the way I benefit rather than how others might take advantage of me. Give me the courage to accept my own responsibilities, knowing that you will make all things right. If I surrender to your will, that I act responsibly, is my higher power. Thanks and amen. No more words to sing, no more country. Just be right all the time. And And you've been listening to Life Out of Step, a segment of Radio Rehab, a nonprofit charitable public organization. You can send us charitable donations. It'll be tax deductible. Send them to Radio Rehab, or they can send it in on PayPal, can't they?
Yeah, just go to lifeoutofstep.com. Look for the PayPal link.
And we'll be right back with more shows, you know, right here on the podcast network with Life Out of Step. If you've enjoyed this show, you can hear the 30-minute version. It's a lot more positive than the Life Out of Step segment. Check it out online at www.radiorehab.com. I'm Brian Duncan.
And I'm Steve Webb, and I want to thank you for being a part of our day and making us a part of your day. So, until next time, God bless you.
You know, pretty soon we could be like Mark and Brian or something.
But I think we're supposed to just be Brian and Steve.
It doesn't sound as good. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I think Steve and Brian sounds better.
But the Duncan Web. Web Duncan.
Life Out of Step Life Out of Step Outtakes. As a special treat, instead of outtakes from this show, we've got some outtakes from the upcoming audio version of Brian's new book, Hogwash, One Biker's Sarcastic Observations of Motorcycle Madness. Enjoy.
Hot dang, look at there. Hogwash, ride smiling. It makes people nervous. And my friend Steve will fix all of these so that they will sound really funny. And they're off like a turd of hurdles. I wish I could do one thing
There's
right.
There's a mental picture for you.
Yeah, like a turd of hurdles.
You know, you burped at the end of that last Snoutly list.
I did?
Yeah, well, that's okay, because, you know, maybe that could be the sound effect.
Okay, and comes with rolling lightning.
We can have different bodily functions.
Hey, man, we're just being bikers in here. Kick it back with a light beer from Miller. All righty then. Like my dad said just before he died, a truck! I'm feeling the dark side approaching. You can't just, you know, be jacking around here. Bike Okay. Gotta brace myself for this one. Making too much out of it. Repent, ye vile sinners! You can't laugh over that.
Oh, I waited until you were done.
That's one of my favorite ones. The neighborhood is going straight to hell. Here we go again. Had a good attitude there for a second. My throat's kind of gooshing out. Warning, I've been busted for demon possession. I'm the CEO, executive... I'm the CEO...
And public speaker. Right.
Yeah, I'm really good at this. I'm the CEO... CEO, that just... Chapter Snicks. See, we're not even 20 minutes in. All right, Chapter Snicks. It's the Alzheimer's is creeping up on me. Chapter Snicks. I did it again. Snicks. Chapter Snicks. All right. Now let's try it again. Steve, you'll fix that. No, really, will you?
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast. For more great shows, check out lifespringmedia.com.